1968, we will threaten that record. Wind chill factor in the morning will be in the teens. Sunshine tomorrow, and we may recover to the low 50s for a high temperature. Maybe a little bit better, but another freeze tomorrow night. Overnight low temperature, 31. Bundle up from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. It is Inauguration Day in the capital city. Mayor-elect Stephen Reed and the Montgomery City Council will be sworn into office today. Alabama News Network will have live coverage throughout the day. A missing person search from Jacksonville, Florida has expanded into Alabama. Authorities are searching in Demopolis for missing 5-year-old Taylor Rose Williams. Her mom is a person of interest in the case and is originally from Alabama. Police say she still has family in the state. And happening today, voters will head to the polls for the House District 74 special election. Republican Charlotte Meadows is taking on Democrat Rayford Mack. The seat was left vacant with the death of State Representative Dimitri Palizos earlier this year. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limo Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Longtime Republican Congressman Peter King is not running for re-election next year. He says the political climate was not a factor.
Under ideal circumstances, would I still leave? And the answer was yes.
The next 5 to 7 days will be record-breaking, says the National Weather Service, which is predicting 300 record cold temperatures due to the Arctic blast.
It'll be tougher for President Trump to keep his New York tax returns from coming out. His lawsuit was dismissed.
The police chief of Manford, Oklahoma, was killed while at a Florida convention. An officer from his own department suspected in the murder of Chief Lucky Miller.
No injuries, but a lot of frightened passengers on a plane that slid off a snowy runway in Chicago yesterday.
And Seattle has done it in a classic. And San Francisco suffers their first loss. Russell Wilson, put on that cape again.
An individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, Old Glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. states, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representative chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others, for all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. Newsline 93.1 FM. Summer is up 40 points. The temperature outside is 38 degrees. This time yesterday, I said it was 72 degrees. That's a big drop, big guy. Let's bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello. Indeed, it is a big drop. It was chilly coming in today.
I wish you didn't have the time.
It was too wet and too cold.
I slept with the window open so you'd hear how scratchy my voice is, but boy, it was great. A weighted blanket and yeah. The cool air. Oh, yeah. It was great. 272-9228, that's where we are on a Tuesday. Couple of notations here. Number one, any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. But if you're a first-time caller, you get your name put in twice. So give us a buzz, check in with us. And what's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Man, had the other side of the steak from Saturday. Mm. The Saturday game. And boy, it was good. With some ranch dressing, steak salad, nobody gets hurt.
Oh, sounds
yeah.
good.
Oh, it does sound good. Delicious. Man, but it's cold out there. Baby, it's cold outside.
I slummed it last night. I had some Chick-fil-A. But all I had right. their spicy chicken sandwich.
You know. There you go. Oh, yeah. Chick-fil-A's great. Those, my boys would say, can we order Chick-fil-A? I go, yes. Like, instantly. Because I love that place. They also have really good salads, too. Okay, we told you the telephone number 272-9228. Some breaking news here. Our whistleblower?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has filed a complaint against the whistleblower.
Against Eric Charamella?
Loudmouth. Yeah, they filed it because he was raising money on the internet for Democrats.
Huh.
Over $200,000 over the course of 6 months.
Wow. What is that called, a bundler?
No, he's raising it on the internet.
Oh, just straight up raising
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and, okay. And you can't do that as a federal employee.
Oh, the Hatch Act, right?
Yeah, the
like
Hatch
that.
Act. Yeah. And then some, but and the policy in the CIA is you can't do any of that right. kind of stuff. And the other thing is, I have from, now, I gleaned this out of a report, but then I started doing some background research on it, that it was all this, we've got to stop Trump type things, and supporting, you know, support your favorite Democrat, here, raise some money here for him, I'll get it to the right place, we got to stop Trump. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh is right. It's almost like he pulled the fire alarm to try to blame the fire he and his cabal set on the president.
Yeah. Yep. This is going to be really good. Let's start out with some kind of news here. Jimmy Carter's in the hospital. He's got a brain procedure that's going to be done at Emory University Hospital.
Breaking news overnight from Atlanta, where former President Jimmy Carter is due to have brain surgery this morning. The 39th president has had a series of falls this year, and doctors say that's led to severe swelling. Mark Strassman is outside Emory University Hospital. Mark, good morning. So what do we know about this surgery?
Goal of today's procedure is to relieve pressure on Mr. Carter's brain. Doctors say the issue is internal bleeding after several recent falls. It's the latest in a series of health scares for America's oldest president. Just last month, he turned 95.
The Carter Center says former President Jimmy Carter will undergo a surgical brain procedure this morning, something he needs because of recent falls. Mr. Carter has fallen three times this year. In May, his first fall broke his hip. And last month, he fell twice. The first resulted in 14 stitches, the second, a fractured pelvis. CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Aga says the type of procedure Mr. Carter will undergo is normally quick. It involves drilling a small hole in the brain and draining fluid that's causing pressure. Mr. Carter's time in the operating room is expected to be about 1 hour.
I, Jimmy Carter, do solemnly swear.
You know, it's a pretty wild thing. Yeah, well, we drill a hole in the skull to relieve pressure in the brain.
Right.
Which was also done during, you know, the Crusades time of torture.
We tried to operate on Caesar that way because of his epilepsy.
Oh, man. It's,
man, it's right.
Really something. And Jimmy Carter, the oldest living president right now and the longest married president in history. Let's listen to the second part of this.
The 39th president has had several major medical problems in recent years. In 2015, he was diagnosed with cancer that spread to his liver and brain. He recovered after treatment with a new immunotherapy drug, and 6 months later announced he was cancer-free.
What should I do personally?
Despite those setbacks, Mr. Carter has continued his normal routine, which includes teaching Sunday school classes in his hometown of Plains, Georgia. Earlier this month, Mr. Carter spoke to a Sunday school class about his recent health concerns and his own mortality.
I didn't ask God to let me live, but I just asked God to give me a proper attitude toward death. And I found that I was absolutely and completely at ease with death.
Mr. Carter also continued his work at Habitat for Humanity. Last year, he spoke to our John Dickerson about the importance of that project.
There's 1,700 volunteers working here. What does that tell you about America?
It tells me that America has a great orientation toward helping people in need.
Rosalind Carter is with her husband here at the hospital. Doctors say he's resting comfortably. They recently became America's longest married presidential couple, 73 years, longer than George and Barbara Bush.
Man. Well, I wish the Carters well, Jimmy Carter. He really was a guy that broke a lot of history that was there with his 1976 victory over Gerald Ford. And of all things, the reason it started was because of Iowa. He would just camp out in Iowa. He'd go spend the night in people's homes in Iowa, and you'd see him carrying his own bags, which didn't have anything in it. Then there'd be a staffer, they go, ooh, straining with all the luggage out there. But he really was a trendsetter, particularly the people he put around him, Andrew Young and Hamilton Jordan and Jody Powell. And Jody Powell and I became friends during my tenure up at Washington. And really kind of brought a new way of looking at things. The only problem is he micromanaged the White House. And everybody that we were dealing with at the White House that were staying at the White House, the ongoing government people just said he would get involved in things that he had no business getting involved in, just no need to even worry about it, and it made more work for us. Type thing, particularly the military office and the transportation office, which also, interestingly enough, the Clintons got involved in. They put their own people in front of it, and that was Billy Dale was the greatest guy in the world who Bill Clinton fired, by the way. He was a very good friend of mine. He was in charge of the military office for transportation. So whenever we had to go somewhere, we went to him. And he told us stories that Carter would literally go to his office, which is in an old executive office building, basement, right down below where our office was. And he would go in there and want to look over the travel of staff people, not have Billy create a report. He would sit there and go through it, and sitting in his office, this is the President of the United States.
Why?
Because he wanted to micromanage.
Yeah.
And he kept the records of the tennis court, for example. Although, if you wanted to use the tennis court, you had to go through the president to use the tennis court. Gosh. That's micromanagement. And that's why, I hate to say, everything spun out of control for him.
Yeah.
Whether it was Desert One or whatever happened, it just completely spun out of control. News Channel 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back with more right after this.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team. Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. Or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. And select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, take charge and get the kids and grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with an American Landmaster go-kart. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and an American Landmaster go-kart is fun and safe. These two-seater go-karts are equipped with a three-point safety harness, protective enclosures, and hydraulic brakes. So with layaway or 0% interest financing or payments as low as $30, let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with an American Landmaster go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Hey everyone, Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting. It is cold, it is rainy, we know it, but we are still on location right here at Montgomery Eye Physicians at Seats in Place. That is the Sturbridge location until 1 o'clock today. Hey, we are sitting out here in the van. You can see us from both sides of the road, whichever way you're going. We're going to be right on the road, parallel parallel to Vaughn, so you can see us. Stop by, drop off your donations, help us help out the needy families in the River Region who won't be so fortunate this holiday season and won't have access to a good meal, a good feast for the holiday season. This doesn't work unless you guys participate and help us collect as much as we possibly can to give to the Montgomery Area Food Bank right before Thanksgiving. So we'll be here until 1. Montgomery Eye Physician, seats in place at the Sturbridge location. The Zelda location has a barrel, too, if you would like to stop by. And if you're closer to that location, they are also participating, so you're good. It's cold, it's rainy, but we'll be here. Hopefully, we'll see you soon.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are.
I love him and I
excuse me.
Leave him alone. I didn't care how much they cried.
No, we had a situation in Israel that happened, and they took out a Hamas terrorist person, and then Hamas instantly started responding in Gaza with rocket attack. And, I mean, this was some, I'm not talking about like one or two, I'm talking about like 40. Mm. One time they just like, the sky was littered with them. And Iron Dome was put into action, and that is such a brilliant thing. If it's going to hit something, it picks those that are on a trajectory that could actually do some damage versus fall in a, you know, in a pasture somewhere.
It is a remarkable system.
It really is. Let's listen in.
Overnight, Israel says it's killed a commander in the Palestinian group Islamic Jihad in a rare airstrike on a militant leader. That strike came as Islamic Jihad said another one of its commanders was targeted by Israel in the Syrian capital of Damascus. Militants in Gaza responded by firing dozens of rockets into Israel. Some were intercepted by Israeli missiles. Elizabeth Palmer is following this developing story from London. Elizabeth, what's the latest?
This all started about 10 hours ago, just as the sun was rising in the Middle East, and in the short time since has already escalated.
Gaza's dawn quiet was shattered when an Israeli missile hit the house of Islamic Jihad leader Baha Abu al-Atta in a targeted assassination. His funeral in Gaza quickly turned into a political call to arms.
We have to launch revenge rockets night and day towards the Zionist enemy.
Those revenge attacks started immediately. One Islamic Jihad rocket struck a highway, though missed the cars. And as sirens sounded in southern Israel, families within range packed up to move to safety. While Israel's Iron Dome anti-missile system intercepted rockets fired from Gaza, leaving telltale streaks in the sky. 200 miles north, in Syria, residents of Damascus surveyed the wreckage of another missile strike on a house. It targeted a second Islamic Jihad leader, about the same time as the one in Gaza. Islamic Jihad says Israel did it. Israel will neither confirm nor deny.
Now, a joint statement by Islamic Jihad and the Palestinian group Hamas says that Israel has crossed what it called red lines with these attacks, and it would pay a heavy price, which has civilians on both sides now braced for another round of lethal violence.
So we've been kind of quiet over there recently with we had the Turks go into Syria, and then everything's been kind of quiet, and then they found this guy. So Netanyahu ordered the strike and took him out, which when you have a guy who's not going to be president anymore, I think he can do some much more bolder things than he has been doing. And I think we may see that as they try to form a new government. Red Top, huh? Let's go to Red Top on this nice and warm and toasty day.
Boy, I tell you, talk about dropping the temperature fast. This slams it down, doesn't it, man?
It really
it's cold
is.
Out here, too. That breeze is hefty. We're going to have us a good... Well, Dan, you were right. I'm going to come to you for weather now because you told us we was going to have an early winter.
Yep. It's, the squirrels were just acting up way too much.
Oh, yeah. And you were right, man. I mean, they're tucked up. I got some big old squirrel nests around my house. This stuff about Israel and Gaza, it is an endless war that is never going to end, according to the Bible, if you want to believe that stuff. But it is so ironic that this is all called the Holy Land and probably the most godless place on the planet. I mean, let's consider where all this is happening. This is where God sent his son Jesus and they even crucified him. So there's nothing holy about this area, and the people are primitive. These people still have Bronze Age mentality, even though they have weapons of the 21st century. This area ain't going to clean up no time soon. I'm very glad Donald Trump has kind of eliminated us from the area. Can you understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I hear where you're coming from. It's, I'm just looking at the fact that they're taking, they took a bad guy out, and then, of course, they responded, and then Israel responded back, which is what, that's how things escalate, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, the Cold War and all that stuff was nasty for the U.S. and Russia and all that, but I hate to think what the Cold War is like between the Jews and the Arabs.
Well, it's not exactly a Cold War. It's more of a hot war.
Yes, it is. And it's a 4,000-year-old hot war. And it's these guys will not get out of the Old Testament. And I don't know what we could do. The rest of the world seems to have moved on, but these folks are still stuck in the Old Testament. I mean, this is literally Old Testament territory, battle lines, philosophies. You just can't deal with these kind of people. They're too primitive. And, again, I'll say, I think Trump did the right thing. They're going to have to pretty much deal with themselves. And do you ever feel they'll be able to do that?
Well, I'm not sure if I would call them primitive. I think that the things are very sophisticated. It is a very old standing feud that begins back with a well and Ishmael and things like that. But it's...
Yes.
There's history that's here, and you don't just undo that level of history overnight.
Well, also, Israel doesn't need the United States to fight a war for them. Now, the wink and the nod that we might help them, I think, keeps some people behaving. But Israel's more than capable of taking on most of the
things. Oh, yes. We made sure of that a long time ago.
Yep.
And anybody that messes with Israel, I'm sorry, they're not going to win.
Well, and also the existence of Israel in this current government has allowed a lot of the holy sites to be opened up to all of the three faiths that come from Abraham. So
they have. And right. And I will say, Israel is not as stuck in the Old Testament. The Arabs are definitely stuck in the Old Testament. Israel has moved on, but they still participate in this, even though they should rise above it. But just like Dr. Sorensen told us, whenever they moved the Jews back to Israel and they slaughtered all those Arabs, that's not going to be forgotten for a long time. And that was a big mistake, and I lost a lot of respect for Israel when I heard Dr. Sorensen say that. I was kind of surprised. That's a piece of history that does not get put out. So, again, Dan, your guests bring insight that we're not going to get anywhere else.
Yeah, I tell you, we are very, very fortunate. Matter of fact, somebody that was at my office commented on that, who is connected with Maxwell, and they said, I don't know what's going on at the Air War College. I've heard of these people, but I don't ever get to hear them.
Right.
The only place I get to hear them is when they're on your show. And they're just a wealth of knowledge.
They are. And so, I know that's aside from the political things, but there's a lot going on in the world that nobody's talking about. We need to get off this impeachment stuff so we can get on with the business of the world, because There's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on.
Adam Schiff.
Yeah, there is a lot going on, but you notice our posture here is not, is we're not getting involved in this thing like we used to. And I think that's actually a good thing.
Oh, it is, because Israel is well-equipped to take care of itself.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, the whole Middle East don't stand a chance against these guys. That may be biblical in saying that, but, you know, it's true. They couldn't beat them before. They didn't come close to beating them before. And that was...
Well, you look at the seven-day war where all of the Arabs were up against Israel and the Yom Kippur, and they just came back and, under the leadership of Gotamayir, just kicked their butts.
They did. They didn't have a missile that missed. They didn't have any planes shot down. It's such a bizarre situation, isn't it?
It is, but historic.
Life is a paradox on this planet, and I'm sure it's going to continue to be, but... very interesting goings on. Thank you, as always, guys. I heard Stephen Reed's speech. I thought it was excellent, and I'm looking forward, and I hope he does well.
Yeah, I
thank you.
I did not have a chance to hear it, but from the report from Joey, it sounds like it was a fairly good speech.
It was pretty
just about all of it. Yeah. It was kind of long, but and it was over the top for Montgomery. It a little bit lofty, but. You know, the man is young, and he's got a lot of inspiration, and I think we should capitalize on that.
From some of the things that y'all said, I would love to know who the speechwriter was for that.
Right. Yeah, likewise.
Me too, because it was very well done. You know, just well and above what he had to do, and like I say, a bit lofty. We'll see if he's going to run for president or anything like that. right now, I think he's doing good as mayor.
Red Top, thanks for the time on call. I'm going to go to break. Bud, coming back to you right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
On Tuesday, November 12th, registered voters residing in Alabama House District 74 will go to the polls to elect their representative. The following polling places will be open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Montgomery Museum of Fine Arts, Del Rey Church of Christ, Flowers Elementary School, Eastmont Baptist Church, Lagoon Park Fire Station, Frazier United Methodist Church, Eastdale Baptist Church, Houston Hills Community Center, King Hill Community Center, Wares Ferry Road Elementary School, First Christian Church, and the St. James United Methodist Church. If you have questions about whether or not you reside in District 74, please contact the Montgomery County Board of Registrars at 334-832-1215. Get out and exercise your franchise on Tuesday, November 12th.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Brown Tire and Automotive or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Brown Tire and Automotive, service you can trust.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump at the Economic Club of New York.
We have delivered on our promises and exceeded our expectations by a very wide margin.
Touting the strength of the economy, though some critics say his trade wars have actually hurt it. Meanwhile, House Democrats gearing up for the first public impeachment probe hearings tomorrow.
In a reversal, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney has indicated in a court filing that he does not intend to pursue litigation regarding the deposition subpoena issued to him by the House of Representatives. Instead, Mulvaney will rely on the direction of the president in not appearing for the congressional deposition.
Fox's John Decker and a spokesperson says former President Jimmy Carter, who's 95, is recovering after surgery this morning to relieve pressure on his brain. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Arctic air continues to funnel into Alabama. What a change. We were at 66 degrees at 3 o'clock this morning. We'll be hovering in the 30s today. Wind chill factor in the 20s for most of the day with a wind advisory in effect. North winds 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 30. Clear skies tonight, freeze warning. Mid-20s by dawn. In fact, the record is 24 from 1968. We will threaten that record. Wind chill factor in the morning will be in the teens. Sunshine tomorrow, and we may recover to the low 50s for a high temperature, maybe a little bit better, but another freeze tomorrow night, overnight low temperature 31. Bundle up from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
That's where we are on a Tuesday. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bud. Bud, how are you today, my friend?
Good afternoon, friend. How are you doing today,
I'm doing great. Where are you located today?
I'm actually in North Alabama right now.
Oh, right. Aren't the leaves pretty up there?
It's a little cool, but it's not too bad. And I was able to sleep in Montgomery last night, and I'll be able to come down and sleep at home again, which my two hounds will be so happy.
I bet they will.
Get them off of me.
Daddy's home. I like that. Yeah, I was up at Mentone Sunday night, and I tell you, it was spectacular up there. It was before this cold front came in, so it was great.
The sky is so beautifully blue. I mean, it's... was able to spend some time at my farm up there in Elmore County over the weekend. It's just... life is good. What more can I say?
There you go. What's on your mind today?
Absolutely. The previous caller, just want to comment on his words until I kind of switch to what I want to talk about. You know, God's not surprised about what's happening in the Middle East. The conflict going on currently with Israel and the Muslims there, they're both playing their role through history. Israel, if they were to lay down, well, let me step back. If the 200 million Muslims surrounded them would have put down their arms today, there would be peace in the Middle East. If the Israelis were to lay down their arms, it would be the annihilation of the Jewish nation as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's happening right now, Israel has a right to defend themselves, and they need to. But this is all going on until, as it says in Romans, the original branch is grafted back into the tree. And so, I mean, there's hope for the future of nation of Israel, but until then, again, they're all playing their role until the second coming of Christ.
There you go.
And so we just be obedient to what we need to be. With that being said, I listened to Mayor Stephen Reed this morning, and to kind of translate it, the way I look at it, grab your wallet. He really talked a lot about those that were left behind and neighborhoods being not taken care of. And he even said this before he was ever elected. There's going to need to be a lot of resources directed into different parts of town. Okay, I can accept that. But what I would like to do is put that together with an article that was by Mayor Todd Strange this week, where he said, we looked at downtown, we primed the pump, and after we primed the pump, we had private businesses come around and then put $50, $60 million in that area. And so really now, private industry is carrying on downtown development, the alleyway, et cetera. And I really think Mayor Reed is in a unique position in history if he was to take that same kind of approach, in the sense that, okay, let's look at the west side. How can the Montgomery government, county government, put infrastructure into place? And if he was able to approach, and I'm going to throw out, I don't know the man's name, but I think it was, it's an African-American billionaire that spoke at Morehouse College this year.
Right.
And he said, I am going to pay off the student loan of every single graduate this year, which he did. I mean, he has money to spare. You look at the creator of BET Network. I think Mayor Reed has the unique position in history right now where he could approach African-American entrepreneurs and say, look, as a city, we are going to commit to doing this, this, and this to the infrastructure from a government standpoint into west side of Montgomery. And you, as private businessmen, partner with us to where they, in turn, can put their money into the west side and these other areas and together develop west side of Montgomery. And the reason I say that is you can put as much money as a government into a section of town, north, south, east, or west. But unless all of Montgomery feels comfortable and safe going into different areas they're not comfortable with, maybe they think it's not, I'm going to throw out a name, equivalent to East Chase, these type of areas, they're not going to go and spend their money into other different sections of Montgomery. And I don't think Todd Strange could have ever approached African-American billionaires with this kind of opportunity for different parts of Montgomery. That Mayor Reed has, again, a unique opportunity. You know, my fear is I don't want Montgomery to turn into a Baltimore, to turn into a Selma, to turn into other democratically controlled areas. And I think that might be Mayor Reed's legacy, that he could really do something that no other white mayor could do for the city of Montgomery.
Let's pick up that conversation then. It's like when I had Todd on his last appearance here. To me, and what we discussed is the golden opportunity here. To me, is that if Stephen Reed will pick up the economic development mantle and take it three levels higher than this, that Montgomery's come of age, they have the first black mayor, and he's out promoting Montgomery in that fashion and getting businesses to come to Montgomery in general, not Westside, but Montgomery in general. And then if he wants to put some incentives out there to try to do something in Westside, if he's got the right people that's working with him, I think he can do that. But
absolutely.
What happens with these is someone goes, we need to go in and build this, and versus having a corporate structure that is doing it and sees money at the end of the rainbow for them, and then the city is helping them. That is where so many cities have completely messed up, Chicago being one of them.
Right. You know, let me say this, and this is something that's going to be very difficult for Mayor Reed to do. You can go in and put in money into whatever part of town if you want to. But a business will go into an area if they can make a profit. Government does not have to make a profit. What allows a business to make a profit? You have to have qualified employees that can come in and staff your business, which means they have to be educated. And so we're looking at a situation in Montgomery City where there are areas outside the former mayor's and the current mayor that, because of statutory limitations, he really could not impact the education. City of Montgomery will survive or fall on education. And so that's an aspect where the current mayor must concentrate and get that going forward. Then you have qualified employees that can staff a business so a business can make a profit, so more businesses can come in and put in ground roots, and you have more qualified applicants there to staff a business. And so there's a lot of issues on the plate there for Mayor Reed. So wanting to keep on saying Mayor Strange, and so I got to break that habit there. But again, he has a unique opportunity that if he has the right mind frame, 20, 30, 40 years in the future, Montgomery can be a city that is unequaled in the Southeast. And I really
if you can fix the education system.
Absolutely. It all fails or succeed on the Montgomery County, city, whatever, education. And I think that's the biggest hurdle that he has to do because, you know, I was out there at Hyundai Motors. They went through 44,000 applications to find 2,500 people that were qualified.
Yeah.
When I worked at Hyundai Power Transformers, we went through 22,000 people, applicants, to find 200 applicants. And, I mean, they were drawing people from 90 miles away. And so, you know, we have a 250,000 people basically within the Tri-County area. But if they're not educated, if they can't take care of the business that we need, that's the problem that we have. So I just want to put my two cents in on that, sir.
Well, and
thank you.
And they have to do it with a reasonable cause with it. They do not throw money at the problem. That is not the way it's going to fix. But thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate you. News Talk 93.1. Dan Marshall, we're going to be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
There's not a street that you can walk. 272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, we had an interesting thing happen out in San Francisco in the newly elected DA. What a story. Listen to this.
Crazy situation in the city of San Francisco. They have now elected a DA who does not want to enforce any laws, put people in jail. Chief breaking news correspondent Trace Gallagher, he joins us live.
Former San Francisco DA George Gascon was considered the most liberal prosecutor in the country. The new DA, Chesa Boudin, is even more progressive. In fact, despite San Francisco having the highest property crime rate in the country, Boudin wants to reform the criminal justice system by ending cash bail, allowing criminals to remain free until their trial date and ending gang enhancements. So if you commit a crime as a gang member, it won't increase the penalty. Bodine also won't prosecute quality of life crimes like public defecation, urination, offering or soliciting sex. The San Francisco Police Officers Union calls Bodine the number one choice of criminals, but Bodine's supporters don't care. On election night, City Supervisor Sandra Lee touted the new DA by saying, F the police union. Finally, Chase Bodine's parents were members of the domestic terror group Weather Underground and were convicted in a 1980s armored car robbery that left two police officers and a guard dead. Bodine was then raised by underground leaders Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn.
What?
Wow.
All right. How about that?
Fun times in San Francisco.
So his parents were convicted of a, they were part of the Weather Underground, convicted of an armored car robbery. Two people were killed. They're in prison for the rest of their life, and Bill Ayers raises him? And he is a little liberal, no law and order, new DA of San Francisco? This has got train wreck written all over it. This is unbelievable. Now, do you think we're going to listen and hear this on ABC, NBC, or CBS?
Probably not.
Probably not. It just amazes me of how just off the rails people were going with this whole thing. Unbelievable. Well, so you can watch California really go down the drain now. People are leaving there in droves. Just, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, some report that like half the state wants to leave.
Well, and what they're doing is they'll say, well, we're still a growing state, but the reason they're a growing state is because of the illegal aliens that are there. They're not growing because of the citizenship and people wanting to be citizens. And Investors Business Daily had the amount of taxes that the illegal aliens are putting into the economy and to the government compared to the people that are leaving. And the people that are leaving because of taxes. I have no clients left in California, zero. Usually have 20 plus. All very well-heeled doctors, specialists, make a lot of six-plus digits a year. And it's just falling apart. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
How you doing, Dan?
I'm really good. Long time no talk to.
Yeah. Hey, my brother-in-law, who was a doctor in the Bay Area, was one of the 700,000 Californians who departed last year.
Yeah, and that was my doc clients. I had a very big dermatology practice there, and it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, and, you know, the people of San Francisco get the government that they deserve because they vote for it.
Yeah,
that's the sad part.
Yeah, this DA is scary to think that Bill Ayers raised him.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, these politicians, just like the politicians in Washington, the Democrats especially, who think that these liberal policies of appeasement to criminals is going to somehow better society, it's like I always say, they're one gunshot away from changing their mind, because when it affects their family, then they'll change their mind.
Yeah, well, imagine this. You can steal up to $950, and you're not going to go to jail. You're going to get a ticket.
Yeah, which you'll never show up for in court.
Of course.
You know, so it's unbelievable. And concerning the Montgomery Public School System.
Yeah.
Irredeemable. That is a system that is so utterly and totally broken, it will never get better, except for maybe, you know, the magnet school system. Yeah, well, and it comes back to what you always say.
It always begins at home. Yep.
And
well, there's
in Montgomery.
Go ahead.
In Montgomery, you know, through my years of experience working with minority kids in the project,
mm-hmm.
I have seen the utter total brokenness of the black home in Montgomery. And until that is fixed, and it will take a miracle to fix it, it's not going to be fixed by government. You know, it's going to be fixed when hearts and minds are won over, you know, to a higher power.
Yeah, well, you know, part of what a problem is, and I've had these discussions, or my family and I have had these discussions with other leaders in the community, both black and white. The problem is not being able to recognize what a good school system is. I mean, if you don't know what it looks like, then there's nothing that you're striving for. Now, one solution that could save this would be vouchers and or a supplemented private school system by government funds.
Yeah, but is that going to happen?
Well,
probably not.
Yeah, probably not, because you are talking about a considerable tax increase, but I would not mind paying a tax increase if the money were literally going into a private, public-type education system.
Right, right. But unfortunately, the powers that be, you know, are not going to allow that to happen.
Well, now, wait a minute. So you're saying that the son of a former AEA head doesn't want a private factor in education?
Who single-handedly his father virtually destroyed public school in the state of Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that ain't going to happen.
Yeah, what we've got right now is largely because of AEA.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Joe Reed's handprint is all over him and Paul Hubbard over the complete, utter, and total destruction of the public school system in Montgomery.
And I tell you what, if we would have done something about it in the late 80s, early 90s, and really had done something and not talked around it, yep, we would have an incredible community, but we didn't do it, and now, you know, this is one of those situations where it almost has to break down and completely fail so you can understand that you have to start over again.
Wait a minute, that hadn't already happened? I think when the state took over, it already happened.
No, I hate to tell you, it can get a lot worse than it is right now.
Well, yeah, I guess the schools can implode upon themselves. So,
man, it really is. Literally, that's what has to happen.
Yeah.
We visited other cities, and the only thing that woke the city up, Detroit in particular, was the complete failure of the school system where it imploded. And then the state came in, the public woke up. Their tax revenues were going just plummeting because people were just abandoning their homes. They couldn't get money for them, so you had a house that was was formerly $180,000. The guy couldn't sell it for $90,000, so he just abandoned it.
Sure.
Just left.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I can tell you, having left Montgomery the first of this year.
Where'd you go?
I'm in Millbrook.
Okay.
In the dead of winter. If you were looking in Millbrook, Prattville, or Wetumpka, if you didn't put in an offer on a house the day you looked at it, you weren't getting it. That's how fast houses were selling in the dead of winter.
Yeah, there you go.
So that tells you something. And most of those people who were looking for those houses, like myself, were fleeing Montgomery.
Yeah.
So, you know, unfortunately. Have a good one, Dan.
David, great talking to you. News on 93.1, Dan Morris Show, will be back after our top of the hour break.
Yeah. Big and bad enough. Are you gonna let them shoot you down? When the evil cries and your brother cries, are you gonna
The Dan Morris Show.
Someone needs